This is JIS News. Coming up, new police commissioner assumes office today. Road safety unit reporting increase in number of fatal crashes involving motorcyclists. And JUTC implements smarter card requirement for concession passengers. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Phillips, I get a new chemical boss. Them call this one the killer. The cockroach worries are over.
So what is in this one?
You're mad, boss. I can't tell you that. That is trade secret.
Remember, pesticides can be dangerous to health. Therefore, only use a pest control company that is licensed by the Pesticides Control Authority. In choosing a company, check the original license. A licensed company must have public liability insurance and at least one certified applicator who must be present when the job is being done.
We got to be careful when using pesticides.
Now the news. New Commissioner of Police Carl Williams is set to assume command of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, today, September 15. He will take over from Deputy Commissioner Glenmore Hines, who has been acting as Police Commissioner since July 1, following the retirement of Owen Ellington. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has expressed appreciation for the widespread support for the appointment of Carl Williams as the new head of the JCF.
I think I can use the basically universal welcome that he has received from not just government opposition, JCF, civil society, as an indication that the entire Jamaica has high expectations, and I believe he will live up to those expectations. I believe he will do a very good job.
Minister Bunting says he has signaled to Mr. Williams that improvements must be achieved in the JCF in short order with regards to respect for human rights. Mr. Williams holds a doctorate in criminal justice and is credited with conceptualizing and developing the anti-lottery scam task force. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has implemented its smarter card requirement for concession passengers. The system was implemented at midnight, September 13, and requires all passengers traveling on its buses to have a smarter card to access concession fares. This means the adult fare of $120 is the only one which passengers may pay by cash. Meanwhile, the JUTC is reminding that there is no deadline for adult passengers to get a smarter card. Concession passengers are children aged 3 to 11 years, students aged 12 to 20 years in school uniform, adults 60 years and older, and persons with disabilities who have been issued identification cards from the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities. Motorcyclists are being reminded to wear protective devices while operating their vehicles. This following reports of a 28% increase in fatalities among motorcyclists when compared with a similar period in 2013. The Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is reporting that 41 motorcyclists, mainly males, have been killed since the start of the year, with 20% of the deaths recorded in Westmoreland. Since January, 226 deaths have been recorded as a result of motor vehicle crashes. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, is appealing to road users to wear the required protective devices stipulated by law. Motorcyclists should ensure that all motorcycle helmets acquired are in accordance with the approved standards under the law. These are the British Standard, Japanese International Standard, Economic Community of Europe Regulations, and the Federal Motor Vehicle Standards. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is working to complete two key policies in time for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference in June 2015. The policies are the International Migration and Development Policy and the Diaspora Policy. State Minister with Responsibility for Diaspora Affairs, Arnaldo Brown, says the ministry has been working since 2012 on the International Migration and Development Policy, which has been examined by members of the International Relations and Trade Council. He adds that work is progressing smoothly on the diaspora policy, now in its 7th draft.
We are hopeful that that tool will be on stream, certainly before we get to conference. We have sent it out for wide consultations. Those consultations still continue because we want to ensure that we cover as many practical aspects as is possible to make these policies pragmatic.
The 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference will be held from June 13 to 18, 2015 in Montego Bay, St. James. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.